Ed Sasser stands outside the Alaska State Capitol, holding a sign that reads, "Save the VA." Sasser is a disabled Army and U.S. Coast Guard veteran.
The VA saved my life.
Sasser can access medical testing through the VA, which he says he wouldn't be able to afford if he was on private insurance. He says those benefits are the reason he's alive today.
I had kidney cancer and didn't know it. I had 6 weeks to live, and the VA ran some tests that I would never have paid for if I were on private insurance. And that was 10 years ago, and I'm still alive.
Sasser was joined by about 20 other demonstrators outside of the Capitol to protest proposed cuts to the VA by the Elon Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. The VA department provides health care and other services for millions of veterans across the country. According to the agency, there are nearly 70,000 veterans living in Alaska, and more than 20,000 of them receive disability compensation. In response to DOGE's efforts to shrink the federal government, the VA has already cut thousands of positions and plans to terminate tens of thousands more. VA Secretary Doug Collins has said the reductions won't mean cuts to veterans' health care or benefits. But Juneau demonstrator Noreen Nelson doesn't buy that. She held an upside-down American flag alongside her uncle, who is a veteran. She says the cuts would harm many of her family members and friends who rely on the department's services.
It would just be so disrespectful to every veteran that has served our country. We need to support them.
The demonstration on Friday was one of many that has taken place at the Capitol in the last month. Earlier this week, dozens of Juneau residents protested as Congress considers drastic funding cuts to Medicaid, the government-funded health care insurance program for low-income families and people with disabilities. With help from Jamie Deep, I'm Clarice Larson in Juneau.